Blog Talk Radio.
Radio ENT, and we are getting our 1 hour of spiritual feeding on, and that's what we do. That's what we do Monday through Friday. We get our 1 hour of spiritual feeding on because it's so important. It's so vital to feed your spirit. Last week, we was talking about friendship, and on this week, last week, we was talking about commitment, but on this week, we're going to be talking about friendship. We call a lot of people our friends. That's my roadie. That's my homie. That's my everything. I'll follow them until the end of the world. But the question on today is who are you really following? And that's why we getting it in today is getting our spiritual feeding on to talk about who are we really following. I definitely want to give a shout out to the 901, the 908, the 323. The 323 and the 253 for logging in with me. I want to give shout-outs to the online love that I've been receiving. And I'm also on a live chat. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspotent. Definitely got to give a shout-out to Janine365, Naughty Bad Girl, Social Thickness, Poochie7060, Models on Deck, Sanity Girls, Colombian Princess, Future Guru 100, Boss Up ENT. Definitely want to give shout out to love because I definitely appreciate you guys tuning in with me because y'all could have been anywhere else this morning. I'm talking about anywhere else this morning. But you with me, feeding your spirit because I know it's hungry. And let's talk about an introduction. What an introduction. We're going to get into the word. This scripture is going to come from John Chapter 15, verse 15, it says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I call you friends." And that's John 15, 15. Now, imagine you being at a huge social gathering, you know, where there are a thousand of people, some rich, some poor, some black, some white, some good, some bad, you know, and as you're walking around, you recognize some of the people, but many you don't know. But people start staring at you because they notice that, you know, you're following the host. And everyone goes, he's a follower. You know, everywhere you go, everywhere the host go, you follow the host. And when his foot moves, you know, you take the next step behind him. You consistently step in a place where his feet had just left. And, you know, many people start calling you followers, you know, just want to ride on a coattail, but, you know, you happy following this person. You happy, you joyful. And, you know, people are watching and talking and wondering, who is this man? You know, and why are you following him? And, you know, and then as you get closer, you hear a few in the crowd say, you know, he began to act like him. You start following this person, then you start to act like this person, you know, and then silence overtakes the room as this person approaches the microphone. And when he gets to the microphone, he says, "Hello, everyone. My name is Jesus." And as he points to you, he says, "And this is my friend." Let's talk about who we're following on today. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with following people on Twitter, friending people on Facebook and all these social networking sites, but who are you really following? You know, it's time to evaluate the situation, because what we learned on today and some things I didn't know for the spiritual feeding is that if you befriend the things in the world, you may guide your enemy. You know, what's holding on to you so strong in the world that you can't let it go, that's going to make you an enemy of God? And worldly things can tear you down at the end of the day. Seriously. I definitely want to get your opinion on that. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can check in on a live chat. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaMaryKay. I'm so glad that you know, I have my personal Bible, and I say this to all out there listening. Get your spiritual feeding on. Before you put a piece of bread, sip anything early in the morning or for the West Coast and in the afternoon, I know y'all getting y'all lunch on, I know y'all getting y'all breakfast on, but as you're eating or before you eat, feed that spirit, because you can eat and you can work and you can have money and you can have the mate that you always been waiting on and still feel empty. You want to know why you feel empty? Because your spirit is empty. Come on now. It's so important for us to feed our spirit. And when we feed our spirit with the word of God, and I have to say that again, feed your spirit with the word of God, so you're going to feel so much more better, so much more empowered. You're going to have so much more energy. And God loves that, because when you feed in your spirit, you're teaching yourself. You're giving yourself knowledge about the word of God. And, you know, as I was talking about, you know, with the story I was telling you, just imagine you going to, you know, a big social gathering, and you following this person. Every step he take or move away from, your foot go right in that step. You know, and people start looking like, you know, every time he moves, she move, or he move. And now she's starting to act like him. But how wonderful it is when the person got to the microphone, you see, he said, "Good morning and hello, people. My name is Jesus." And just imagine Jesus pointing at you and say, "That's my friend. That's my friend right there." And, you know, we learned on Monday, when we were talking on Monday about what a friend is and how you can evaluate your friends. You can evaluate your friends by the word of God. That's how you know when you got a true friend, when you evaluate them according to the word of God. It's so important. We're talking about friendship this week. We keep saying these people as our friends. That's my roadie. That's my home dog. That's my bestie. Here's the new word, my bestie. Who's really your bestie? Because when trouble come along and when storms of life come your way, you're going to realize that when you're dealing with the world, every man is for himself. And that's real. I'm definitely sipping on these OG products, Organigold tea. So good. So good. You want to start taking care of yourself, too. Shout out to Ms. Hargrove. If y'all want to get y'all some Organigold coffee, tea, cocoa, black, oh, they got the mocha latte, too. You want to go to m.hargrove.organigold.com. Healthy for your spirit. Healthy for your soul. We want to get healthy stuff in the inside of us. Let's go back to the organic stuff. You know, back in the biblical times, you know, when things were pure and made from the earth, all this chemical-bound stuff is killing us. And that's why I ask you, you know, what are you following? Who are you following? Who are you jumping on board with? Who are you rocking with? Who's on your team? You know, we got to take the time to think about that. And I had to take the time to evaluate as well, is who on my team? Who am I following? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about friendship today and what a friend that we have in God. I will follow Jesus. I will follow God where no matter where they at. It took me 28 years to get it together. And God gave me a palette. He gave me a show. Yes, I do Frontline Fridays. Yes, I do Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Watch out for Diva Division because it's coming. But I wanted to give back to God. God get more air on my shows than anything. Monday through Friday, that's how I'm doing it. I'm doing this hour of spiritual feeding. It's going to be some people who don't want to hear, some people who don't want to listen to you, like, oh, here she go. Here come Miss Oh Holy and Thou. Here come Miss Oh Holy and Thou. About to start beating my ear down with the word. But don't be discouraged, y'all. Because you know you walking in the footsteps of the Lord, you taking the initiative right now to get your house in order. Don't feel bad because their house ain't in order. You know, and you can't really consider them a friend because they still living in the world. What are you following? I remember I used to follow my friends and have my friends follow me to the club. Girl, we about to get crumped. I'm about to put my pumps on. I'm about to put my best front lace on. I'm getting hair done, nails done, everything done. Girl, we going out to the club. We about to get it in, and they'll follow right behind me, or I'll follow right behind somebody else. And at the end of the day, I'm going to the club to sweat my front lace out, to sweat my dress out. My feet going to be all hurting, getting drunk, letting somebody buy me drinks, buy my own drinks, and going somewhere and probably leaving the club with a man that is going to check out of me at 12 o'clock the next day. Who you following? If you can put your pumps on, if you can put your best on to go to the club, you can put your best on to worship the Lord, man. And that's real talk right there. If you can put your best on to go to the club or to go around to impress people that they supposed to be your friends, we talking about friendship on today. If you can put your best on to impress somebody else, why not put your best on to impress your real friend, the Lord? You always got a friend in God. Definitely got to give a shout out to the 908, the 248, the 253, the 732. I see y'all in the building. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot ENT Radio. We getting our spiritual feeding on. What we talking about is a friendship. How, who you following? I just was talking about a story like this. Imagine you going to this big social gathering. You know, it's black people there, white people there, rich people, poor people, good people, bad people. And you consistently follow this one person around. Every step he take, you take it. And then people started to notice that you following this person, looking like, why is she or he following? Why is this person on his heels? But then when the person gets to the microphone, he says, hello, everyone. My name is Jesus. And then he points at you and say, that's my friend. See, I got a friend in God. A true friend, for those who don't know, you all your friends, I'm talking about not just your friends, your girlfriend, your homies that you hang out with, your mate, your social networking friends. We use this word friend and associate so loosely. But I'm gonna come at y'all right now on how to evaluate and get God's definition, what the Bible says, God's definition. God tells us a friend is one who acts as your intercessor when you are surrounded by trouble. Do your friend jump in and be an intercessor when you're surrounded by trouble? Not when somebody trying to jump you. Let's not get it mixed up. Do they come in as your intercessor to block the mess that's coming to you? Go to Job 16:20 to tell you about it. You know, a friend is always there for you doing good and bad times. Proverbs 17:17 tell you that. A friend will always stick close to you like than a brother. Proverbs 18:24 tell you that. Let's rock. A friend will hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear, what you want to hear. If you my friend, you hurt me with the truth. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. Tell me the truth. And for you people who got real friends out there that's telling you the truth and it hurts, be thankful. Praise God that they there rocking with you. Praise God that they really got your back, that they hurting you with the truth, because it's hard living in the world. It's hard giving up these worldly possessions. It's so easy for, and I say this too, I got to say this real quick. it's so easy for people to send me these little nasty, sleazy little texts. But you can't send me nothing to feed me my spirit, to feed my spirit. Knock it off. For those who got my telephone number and those who listen and know me, stop sending me these little poop butt nasty little texts. I don't need to see anything with drugs or sex. It, all at the end is mostly drugs and it's mostly sex. That's it. There's nothing else. Send me something to feed my spirit. Because I done did the drugs. I done had the sex. I've been there. I've done that. It's over. And a lot of people think when you give your life over to God or when you, you know, don't despise the chasing of the Lord. He chased you all this time. But a lot of people think when you give your life over to God, life ends. Like, it gets boring. Like, you just miserable. Oh, God, I ain't got nothing to do. It's all whack. I ain't doing drugs no more. I ain't tricking no more. I ain't drinking no more. You know, I ain't sleeping around with a man that ain't marrying me and ain't loving me no more. Let's think about this. I ain't stealing no more. I ain't gangbanging no more. You know, I can't shoot up nobody no more. I can't snort no coke. I can't do no dope no more. Are you serious? Get your life in order, man. Step your game up. Definitely step your game up. That's what we're talking about. And getting you some real friends around you. The first friend that you should be focused on is the Lord. Because when you turn your life over to God, let's think about all the stuff that you are unlimitedly available to. Or that nice house you wanted, you got it. That nice car you wanted, you got it. That husband or wife you got it, you got it. That money you wanted, you got it. But what's most important than that peace that you was looking for all this time because your spirit was all jacked up? You got it. You ain't got to worry about where your next hit, next blunt, next drink. You ain't got to worry about being dry or thirsty no more. It's that peace and that happiness within the inside that you're going to get from the Lord. All these people, you know, thinking, yeah, I'm out here making it. I'm out here getting it in. I'm doing my thing. Like, they fooling themselves. Stop fooling yourself, man. Stop talking about how big you doing it. I'm doing it big over here. We popping bottles. We got champagne. I got stacks on deck. But do you got the Lord on deck? How you get all that stuff? You didn't do all that by yourself? We going to feed these spirits out here each and every day, y'all. If God is good to you right now, say thank you, Lord. Say amen. If he woke you up this morning, say amen. Be thankful. Be thankful, because every time we wake up, know the devil is outside your bedroom door flipping a coin laughing with his cowboy boots on and his hat on. Talk about, I can't wait until they get up. I done cut the lights off. I let the kids run around and tear the house up. You know, they left the door wide open. Somebody done came in here and robbed them. I got something for them when they get up. And not for nothing, he ain't got to be on the outside of the door. He can be right in the bed with you. You rolling over looking at your enemy. You need to use the word of God to evaluate that person and let them know. You know, I was I was listening to the Diva Mary Kay show. I was getting my spiritual feeding on. And I got to evaluate you with according to what God say a real friend is. Because before you be my mate and before you be my wife or my husband, I need to evaluate you. Let's get it. And they should. And if they love you and if they love God, you want somebody that love God more than they love you. They're going to be like, all right, well, let's sit down and let's get it because I need to evaluate you too. And then y'all can work together. You definitely want to get to the point where you start getting that spiritual feeding in to get the best in you. Let's get the spiritual feeding in, y'all. You now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Let's get it, man.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Does anybody have that testimony? When folk walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah, oh.
When everyone else,
yeah, yeah. You know,
you only see the
worst in me. Can I tell you one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Mary Kay, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on, and I'm so blessed. I love that song by Marvin Sapp, The Best in Me. He said, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. How good is a friend to have? Do anybody got a friend like that? If you got a friend like that, let me know, because I want to meet them. It's so great to just, we talking about friendship, y'all. We didn't broke down what a friend really is according to the word. It was a couple of things that I didn't say. That's what the Bible tells about what a friend really is. Let me get into it. Okay, a real friend, wow. Thank you, Lord. Will bring out the best in you. That's Proverbs 27:17. And a real friend is also there to help you up when you are knocked down by the storms of life. Ecclesiastes 4:10. But that's so wonderful how I just played that song, The Best in Me, and getting back to the last two definitions of what a real friend is according to the Word of God. See, I want my friends, and on Monday, I started to evaluate myself as a real friend and the friends that surround me. It's so important. Today is November 17th, Wednesday, and I want to give a big birthday shout-out to my sister, Nakima. Happy birthday. It is the third day of the week, and we know that the Lord rose on the third. Jesus came back on the third day. We rocking on the third day. Do you hear me? Getting your spiritual feeding on. And we have added to the show testimony time. It is definitely testimony time, and I want to hear what God has done for you. I want you to tell the word and the world of what God has done for you. Call in at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521. Once you call the number and you logged in, you can press the one button, number one, and it'll open up the lines and let me know you want to come on and give your testimony. You can also give your testimony online as well, on a live chat. Make it brief, because you know what? I'll take that back. I want you to give your testimony. I'm not giving your testimony for you. I want God to hear you. It's very, very important. But we're talking about friendship on today. Friends that bring out the best in you. Friends that feed you spiritually. But you got to evaluate yourself as a friend. I mean, think about your best friend right now. Let's think about it. You know, your girlfriend or your homie that you feel you can talk to about anything. You know, the friend that you can laugh and cry with and fuss and cuss and bust with. You know, the friend that you can come to and trust and depend on. You know, as positive as those relationships may be, you know, with some people, they can't compare to the friendship with the Lord. Because your girlfriends and your homies are limited. They limited, y'all. They are limited service. Even, you know, your mate, your mother, your cousin, your auntie, your son, your daughter, they limited. You know, they can help you when you hurting, you know, but only God can heal your heart. Only God can heal those wounds. You know, that doesn't mean that, you know, they not good friends. Don't get me wrong. It don't mean that they not good friends, but it proves that God is more than a friend. A friend can come to you and, you know, be like, girl or man, it's all right, yo. You're going to get over it. We're going to get through. You're going to get through this storm. You're going to be all right. But only God can heal that pain deep down in the inside. You got to put your faith in him no matter what. Because when you down and out and you ain't got nothing, you face an eviction notice, your kid is in trouble in school, or the law trying to get at him, your man done left you and cheated on you, your woman done left you and cheated on you, the one that you thought was the one for you and stole and beat you down physically, spiritually, emotionally. Who going to be there? Who's the real friend that you going to call on in your darkest hour? And it's going to be God. It's going to be Jesus. You're not going to call on Day-Day and Craig and them when you down. You're not going to sit here and tell me that. You're not going to do it. Day-Day and Craig may come and help you take your bags and clothes and stuff to storage or to a shelter, but they can't heal that pain. I'm a witness on today. God has healed my pain. God sent trouble my way to move me to higher lands, and I'm still humble. I'm a humble woman on high lands. It's so important for you to be humble and bow down and use your voice, use your experience, use your voice, use your testimony to touch others, because y'all think y'all the only one that's going through, and I used to be that person, and I'm not going to point my finger at y'all because it's three fingers pointing back at me, but I used to be that person. I used to be like, why me, Lord? You know, why every time when I get a good job, I have an issue with childcare? I don't trust nobody with my son. Why me, Lord? Why I got this $1,500 light bill, Lord? You know, why this man won't do what he got to do and be good to me and stop going in and out of jail, Lord? You know, why my family can't be blessed and connected and get together and have family meetings and have family get-togethers without fussing and fighting, Lord? You know, Lord, why I can't feel good without smoking a blunt, Lord? Why am I so depressed, Lord? Why I'm so broke, Lord? Why? I kept telling God about my problems. But what I wasn't doing is making God my friend and telling my problems about my God. I was messing up because I kept saying, oh, look at all these big problems and worries I got. I should have been telling my worries how big my God is. But if I would have took the time out back then to really focus on my friendship and my relationship with the Lord, I would have been so much better off. And I'm a witness because on today, look where he brought me from. He brought me from depression. He brought me from an addiction. He brought me from anger management. He brought me from a shelter. I had a house full of stuff. The landlord didn't pay the mortgage nor the water. I had to go to a shelter. The only thing I brought with me was two big bags of clothes, one for me, one for my son, and a woman's Bible, and a food stamp card. I had that woman's Bible for 2 years before I started to apply it. I was so hung up on all my stuff. I was making the materialistic things my friends. I was making the money my friends. I was making the drugs my friends. But it had for, and I was idolizing it. I was the one that was saying, yo, if it ain't about Diva Mary Kay, it ain't about nothing. God had to break me down to my face, not to my knees, to my face. But don't let it get to the point that you have to get broke down to your last bit to worship God and give him the glory. Worship him in the good times. Be thankful that you got a mouth, and be thankful that you can open up your mouth and you got, you know, you don't have, you're not stricken with your voice and with your power, with your will when you're getting in your car. When you're driving, when you're on the bus, when you're on the train, no matter where you at, you a tool. Be used as a tool for God. I know, and you're going to get some haters. Know that. Your friends is going to turn into haters. Your friends is going to turn into haters when you start to give your life over to God and you start chasing him. Do not despise the chastening of the Lord. He chased you all this time. Now you just decided, you know, you want to start giving it over to God when he was always there. Now I decided I wanted to be a friend of God when he was always there. I got a long, 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 long journey. I got a lot of work to do. I'm nowhere near ordained, not just yet. But I can take the initiative and the start for myself to start witnesses and saying how good God is and how much of a good friend he is. I want God to point out in the crowd and say, that's my friend right there. That's my friend. I don't need nobody else to point at me and say, that's my friend. I don't need no other recognition. I know now, let me say that, I know now that I don't need no other recognition but the recognition of the Lord and for him to be proud. And for him to be happy, glad. I want his heart to smile because I'm doing his will. And I'm saying this to all of those who out there and people who listening who just don't know what's next, where to go, what's going on, what am I going to do? And you got all these worries on your head. And yes, you're right, it's easily said than done. But when you do it, it's going to get so much more easy. This is easy. Craziness. Craziness that we could put in our own head. I was tearing down my home. Proverbs 14:1, y'all. Ladies, listen. Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman build her house, but the foolish tear it down with her own hands. My family, my friends, my coworkers, my business partners couldn't do nothing because I was tearing down my own house with my own hands. The only thing they can do was pray and wait on me to get it together. And I know it had to be painful for them to watch me tear down my house with my mess, with the things of the world, stressing. Stress is a sin. Stress is a sin. But I had to start working to build my home back up. Even if your house has been torn down, it's fine. But get with the Lord and get brick by brick. Because you know now that you're building your house with the Lord, it can't fall. It's a different type of brick. It's a different type of nail. It's a different type of sheetrock. It's a different type of foundation. It's a different type of wood, cedar wood. Who knows what cedar wood is? If you don't know, then you need to refer to your Bible. Refer to your pastor. Refer to somebody who's reading and deep in the Word and feeding themselves spiritually to understand what cedar wood is. Because I ain't know what cedar wood was and really was until I read into my Bible. I encourage you all to take this weekend or tomorrow when you get off of work, go to Barnes & Noble's. Barnes & Noble's got it going on in there. They got little tables and chairs. They got little lattes and coffees and teas for you to sit down in a quiet area and enjoy. Scroll, y'all, scroll. Before you buy them new Jordans, before you buy that new outfit, you know, before you go and spend $20, $40 at McDonald's or the fast food for the family tonight, take that money, go to Barnes & Noble's, and find you a personal Bible that gives you activity, that gives you something to do. I was blessed to, this was the best $19 I ever spent in my life. In Newark, New Jersey, I was going to Renaissance Church, and they had a store pavilion next door, and it's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible. And it says King James Version, and you can Google this, or you can check out Barnes and Noble's. But I'm trying to see if there's some more information on it. And you know what's so special about this Bible? That it has Word, the world, on it. Let me see. Nia Publishing. That's NIA Publishing. But it's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible, Nia Publishing. You definitely want to get that. It's so important that we got a friend in God. Start getting yourself and your life together. Call in. It's testimony time, man. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got the blessing man, Rocker Block, in the building. Good morning, Rocker Block. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I'm a little congested this morning.
But God is good, so let's be thankful for that.
How you doing?
Oh man, we talking about friendship on today, Rocker Block. And you know, I was saying the story of how just imagine yourself at one of those big social gathering meetings. You know, the ones when they had like the job fairs, and you know, it's 100 people. 100,000 people there, and you know. You know, you start to follow this one individual person. You start to follow them around the event everywhere that they go. And every step he take, you take. After he moves his foot, you put your foot in that step. And people start to realize, like, why is he following him? Like, what? Now they paying attention to you because you following the host. Then when the host gets to the microphone, he says, "Hello, everyone. My name is Jesus." And then he points at you and say, "That's my friend." We're talking about the people. Who are you really following on today? Are you following your friends to victory, or are you following your friends to hell?
Wow. That's deep, man. That goes in the soul. That goes deep down inside of you right there, that question. I tell you what, though. When it comes to friends, I kind of already cut the ones that I was close to off already. So to me, I'm following my instincts. I'm going with what I feel is right for me. Whether somebody is involved in it, and there's no way around it, but I follow what is right for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I already cut off all my friends, so anybody else is just there because we're all human. We have to live. We have to share this world with each other. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in my way, of course I'm going to move you out of my way. You know, in a peaceful manner, of course. You know, so.
And you're definitely right about that, about cutting, you know, some of them people that you consider friends out your life. You know, and a lot of people, when you start to give your life over to God, they fall off anyway. They fall off. It's the season. They fall off like some dried out leaves. You know, you see, you if you look at a tree, you know, in front of your house, and I got a nice, big, beautiful tree out in the front of my crib. But as the season changed and the weather started to get cold, it started to get rough, you know, it started to get real, real bad outside, them leaves wither up and fall down. And do y'all realize how many leaves, it'd be so many leaves on the ground. Like, that's how we is in the world. You know, when somebody turn their life over to God and give themselves over to the Lord, we fall off like dead leaves. A bunch of them, too, all different colors. And it don't matter. Those leaves be all different colors. But they felt like, oh, she giving her life over to God, or he giving her life over to God. He going to be all holier than thou. He going to be boring. He ain't going to want to have no fun no more. He ain't going to want to do this. But God gives, let me tell y'all something. Thank you, God, for blessing me, giving me a voice, giving me a palate on this show today. Thank you, God, for those who are listening in. We're talking about friendship on today. But when you give your life over to God and when you're trying to focus on the Lord and just follow him no matter what, and God see that, he start giving you things back. God gave me back my family. Do y'all hear me? And I always had my family, my sisters, my cousins, my brothers, they always were there. But now that I wake up each and every morning getting our spiritual feeding on, not only did he give me this show as a palate, but he gave me my family back. And when I got out here to Washington 2 weeks to 3 weeks later, he gave me my sisters back. I got a little sister. And I got four other sisters. But he gave me my twins back. Amanda and Cassandra, shout out to y'all babies. I love y'all. Do you hear me? He gave me my family back. And last night, let's not forget last night, I got a cousin. His name is Ernest Rich. He's from the Brinson family. But they over there in Florida. This is my grandmother family. My grandmother passed fairly early. She passed early when I was young. But I really didn't know my side of the family. And he reached out to me. He said, you know, I'm Chrissy's younger brother. Are you related to Chrissy? And Chrissy is my aunt. He giving me my family back. And how ironically, he has a church. And his choir just came out with a video. And they got a song. And I watched that video. I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful. And now I'm networking with him. But he's family. So you know I'm going to play their music on the show. You know I'm going to rock out. God has turned so many things around me because now I started to evaluate my friends, my personal life. My personal life was all jacked up, but I started to evaluate the situation. And sometimes we put God to the back burner so much. We all say, God know my heart. God know my heart. Do God really know your heart? Because the heart is a liar. So knock it off. Stop saying that, you people. And I got to point it at me. I used to say, God know my heart. God know where I'm at in the spirit. God know, you know, how I feel. God know that I love him. But at the same time, I'll say that and turn around and spark a blunt. At the same time, I turn around and drink and do something and I curse somebody out. I know God was looking at me like, I know your heart. You love me for real? You can't love me acting that way. But it got to the point when I surrendered. I say when I surrendered, the things start opening up. My education was blessed. My home was blessed. My personal life was blessed. My child was blessed. My family is blessed. I start getting back the things that I let the devil take from me. But it all started, y'all, with that spiritual feeding. I'm not perfect, y'all, but I know one thing, I am blessed. Every morning that I wake up and before I do this show, before I do anything, I smile and say, God, thank you for waking me up this morning and giving me patience to praise you. Now I ain't got to be confused all in the heart and lonely and confused and, you know, making decisions that I'm not supposed to make because it wasn't easy. I fell a couple of times. I fell a lot of times. But one thing I have learned, you're going past failure getting to success. I'm going to tell you that right now. You're going to pass some failure. You're going to pass some people who let you down. You're going to pass some people who hated on you. You're going to pass some people that never believed in you. But if you stay focused on what God has for you, you're going to start getting that success. I'm so glad that God sent trouble my way. I'm so glad that I was facing that eviction. I'm so glad that I was tore up emotionally. I'm so glad that my finances and everything was, you know, on the borderline and it wasn't looking just right. I'm so glad that trouble came my way, y'all, because it pushed me to higher lands. And I forgive everybody and I just pray that those forgive me if I ever hurt them, but I forgive them and I get to pray for them.
Amen.
There's so much power in prayer. Before you put that Big Mac in your mouth, and before you sip that coffee, your little lattes, give them praise.
That's right. Amen.
Y'all think we playing out here. They think we playing out here, Rocker Block. They think it's a game, but it's not until you fall down on your knees. It's not until your album not getting pushed. It's not until you not getting that studio time. It's not until you got that gun to your back or that gun pointed at you. It's not until the police is chasing you that you start praying to God. Y'all better give glory to God right now that you woke up this morning, that you able to tune in live to Diva Spy Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on.
That's right.
Y'all got to be thankful, man. Because y'all don't know what God can do for you. It ain't easy. And I say that because I know it's not easy. But you don't know what the Lord can do for you unless you let him in. We got all these big suitcases and these trunks that we dragging around, wondering when we going to get a blessing. Take some of that junk out of your trunk and God can give you a gift of blessing.
Amen. Pour out a blessing. Don't have room enough to receive.
And plant a seed. Plant that seed. Plant that mustard seed. Plant your seed of faith today. And this how you take care of that seed. You water it with the word of God. Plant your seed and water it with the word of God no matter what. If you got issues and problems and concerns, I remember I had a $1,500 light bill. I opened that bill up, I said, oh, Lord, you got mail. And I left it. I was staying on Greenwood, beautiful home, beautiful. It was just beautiful. And I left it right there in the hallway on a little table. And a week later, that bill was paid. God came through because I didn't touch it. I didn't go back and try to look at it. I didn't try to run around and work two or three jobs. I didn't try to borrow money to put, you know, myself more in debt. God sent a help. He's always going to send help. Especially when you believe in him. He's going to send help to you. Because later on, you know, somebody had told me about La Casa services. And, you know, or if you was receiving assistance at that time, you was getting cash benefits, they'd pay the bill. La Casa paid my whole bill. And not only that, God extended the help because he said, now we got services available to put you on a payment plan where you can pay a fixed rate each month because we know that the public service is high out here. I want y'all to call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you want to give your shout-outs, if you want to get your testimony in, just come and rock with me because I'm rocking with God because y'all don't know.
Told me
don't know. Welcome back, y'all. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on. We so blessed on today. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines on the hotline because I see you calling in. Ms. Nedra, good morning.
Good morning to you, and God bless you. And good afternoon to Rocka Flocka. How you doing?
Yeah. Rocka Flocka, good morning.
Hello.
Oh, I just can't tell you the joy and happiness that I'm experiencing just tuning in to your program and listening and just seeing, being a part of it, being exposed to what God has done in your life. I am so happy for you.
Amen.
I am so happy. And, you know, we do need to feed the spirit because it doesn't matter how long you've been walking this Christian walk. And if you don't feed your spirit, you can lose ground that you once gained. It is a daily walk. Because with all of the different, you know, I can just think about in my own life and everything that I went through and having that divorce and custody battles and children back and forth. Oh, and the whole nine yards that goes with that. And more people that that you think really are your friends. And as time went on, and as I grew to the point where God could reveal to me that really such and such a person is not your friend. And I'm thinking about one friend, one person in particular that I really felt closer to her than my own sister, because my sister and I, you know, we have different personalities. And we've been close at one point and then other point throughout our existence as sisters, okay? And this person, I really had gotten to the point where I put her ahead of my sister. But every so often things would, you know, was going on. You know, you get to those little turmoils and something's jumping off and you don't know quite what, you feel like you just got a jug in your back, but you don't know where it came from. Okay. And let's keep it real. Okay, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm all about, I don't believe in keeping it real. And I had my one little particular little spot I'd go hang out to get my drink on.
And get your drink on.
Yep. And it was but there was only this one person that it stuff was funky dealing in my life. There was only one person that I would tell this to, another woman. So when I went in and it happened to be one of these times when I was really I felt like I had been in the 15 round with a heavyweight champion. Okay, that's how beat up I felt. So I go in there to my little place where I hung out to get my drink on. Lick my wounds and whatever, have my pity party, do my escapism, you know, that why me and all the rest of this stuff. Oh, God, I don't, you know, like, oh, God, I don't know what the hell's going on type of, okay. And the barmaid, it wasn't hardly nobody in there. It was just, when I went in, it was really just her and I. And she said, you know, let me tell you something. And she started running stuff down to me about my girlfriend coming in to the bar and putting my business out on broadcast.
Mm.
And I knew, you know, when you hear the truth, there's something in you that resonates when you hear the truth. And in addition to the acknowledgement and within me that, oh yeah, that's what them jumped off, is because there was no one else who could possibly come in and say what this woman was feeding back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of these years, and I'm talking about years, and when you get that aha moment, oh, you're the one. When you get that little jab in your back and you don't know where the hell it's coming from, it was you.
Mm. You know what? But God is so definitely good. We about 90 seconds at the end of the show, but we talking about, you know, on today, like, who your real friends, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's take the time out to realize who your real friends. Only God can be your real friend at the end of the day. If you're going through personal situations, going through bad times, if you done lost somebody that you love, just put it into God, you know, and just say, God, bring the person back. I want to pray over the show before it ends. Father God, Lord, thank you for calling me your friend. I know that if I search the world until the end of time, I will never find a friend who compares to you, Lord. I am grateful that my friendship with you doesn't depend on how great I may think I am, but on how great I know you are. Father God, I love you, my Lord, my friend, my strong tower, my way maker, and my intercessor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I got to thank everybody for calling in. I can't see my switchboard anymore, but thank you guys for calling in and listening, because y'all could have been anywhere with me, anywhere in the world y'all could have been, but y'all with me on today. Keep feeding that spirit. Keep putting God first, and he will work all things out for y'all. I love y'all very much, man. I'm out.